Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Today the focus of my sermon will be in our Old Testament reading from Kings 17:8-16. Elijah and the widow of Zarephath. Let's look first at some background on the prophet Elijah. We know he came from Gilead, which is south of the Sea of Galilee, east of the Jordan River, and north of the Dead Sea. We know that he was taken to heaven without dying. 2 Kings 2:11. He was at Jesus' transfiguration, Matthew 17:3-5. And John the Baptizer took on his prophetic role, Matthew 11:14. He had a single-minded commitment to God. God sent him to confront, not comfort. His focus was primarily the false prophets of that day. Here I would like to insert a comparison of the false prophets of Baal with the true prophets of Almighty God. False prophets work for political. True prophets work for spiritual purpose. False prophets proposes to benefit themselves. True prophets to serve God and the people. False prophets held positions of great wealth. True prophets owned little or nothing. False prophets gave false messages. True prophets spoke only true messages. False prophets spoke only what people wanted them to hear. True prophets spoke only what God gave them to speak, no matter how unpopular it was made. The false prophets were an obstacle to bringing God's word to the people. They would bring messages that contradicted the words of the true prophets. They gave messages that appealed to the people's sinful nature. True prophets told God's truth. This is the situation we find Elijah in our scripture today. He told King Ahab that there would be no dew or rain during the next few years until the Lord gave the word through Elijah that it would again rain. King Ahab, of course, rejected this message and threatened to kill Elijah. Then the Lord told Elijah, "Go to the east and hide by Kereth Brook, east of the Jordan River. Drink from the brook and eat the food which I have commanded ravens to bring to you." Morning and night they brought him bread and meat, but after a while the brook dried up, for there was no rain in the land. This is where we find Elijah in our scripture today. The Lord said to Elijah, "Arise, go and stay in the village of Zarephath, near the city of Sidon. I have provided a widow there to feed you." Here we note some things about Elijah. He waited for instructions from the Lord. When the brook went dry, he didn't wring his hands or panic or run off on his own to find water. He may have scratched his head a little bit, wondering why the Lord was sending him to a foreign land when the people of God were supposed to provide for the prophets, and especially to a Gentile woman. It was a custom that men provide for the women and children. Back to Elijah. Our text tells us, "And when he came to the gate of the city, behold, A widow was there gathering sticks. This woman was poor and she had no fuel. In order to cook even a meager meal, she had to go out and round up a few sticks. Until now, Elijah knew only that his source of supply was a widow. Now he knew she was a poor widow. Elijah asked her for a cup of water, and she was going to get it. He added, "Bring me some bread too." The widow must have recognized him as a prophet of Israel, perhaps by his dress, which led her to say, "As the Lord your God lives," then tells him a story of just enough flour and for one last meal for herself and her son. But Elijah said to her, "Don't be afraid. Go ahead and do just what I've said, and make a little bread for me first, and then use what's left to prepare a meal for yourself and your son. For this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. There will always be flour and oil left in your containers until the time when the Lord sends rain and crops to grow again." She did as Elijah said, and she and Elijah and her son continued to eat for many days. There was always just enough flour and olive oil left in the containers, just as the Lord had promised through Elijah. There are so many lessons for us to learn from this story today. One, like Elijah, we need to listen for God's leading and not run ahead and try to figure things out for ourselves. Two, where do we get our instructions and leading? From the Word, of course. Jesus is the Word, John 1:1. In the beginning, the Word already existed. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. This is why it is so important for each of us to spend time in the Word daily, gather with other Christians for Bible study, and be faithful in worship attendance and receiving the sacraments. Trust the Lord for provisions. Let's say you need a job. When you find a job, it will be because God commanded it. Your new employer may not be aware of it unless he or she is a believer. But it will be because God willed it so. The Lord will provide. He may not use the means we would have thought of. Example, the widow of Elijah. God's sources often test our submission and faith. Remember, sometimes he uses foolish things of the world to shame the wise, weak things to shame the strong. Never get your eyes on the instrument or conditions. Look to the real source of supply, the Lord. Are you in a spiritual condition where you can hear God's instructions? What are you facing in your life right now that needs God's supply? Are you resting in Him for your needs? What is your focus? Are you focused on the problem rather than the Lord? Look beyond the circumstances to Jehovah Jireh, the Lord who provides. Know that all your needs have been met in Christ, your Redeemer, who suffered in your place, died enduring the punishment for your sins, and rose again that you might live the resurrected life with Him for eternity. Amen.